WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, trying to be perfect at everything? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts chirping away, telling you all the ways you could be doing better? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? That voice doesn't have to rule your life. Today, we're diving into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Because let's face it, living a calm and confident life starts with treating ourselves right. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting things slide. It's about recognizing that we're all human, we make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about extending the same kindness and understanding to ourselves that we would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your buddy for messing up on a project, right? You'd probably offer words of encouragement and help them figure out how to move forward. Well, treat yourself with the same level of support. First things first. Get real about those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts or criticisms, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? Challenge those negative thoughts and reframe them in a more positive light. Instead of dwelling on your mistakes, focus on what you learned from the experience. Next up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight. It simply means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations in the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, or tune into the sounds around you. This helps you become more aware of your emotional landscape and gives you space to choose how you respond rather than reacting impulsively. Emotional intelligence is about understanding and managing your own emotions while also being able to empathize with others. It's like having a superpower that allows you to navigate relationships with greater ease and build stronger connections. Think about it this way. When someone shares their feelings with you, are you truly listening? Or do you find yourself thinking about what you're going to say next? Active listening involves paying attention not just to the words, but also to the tone of voice and body language. It shows that you care and value what the other person is saying. Now, I know all this might sound a bit overwhelming. Trust me, I get it. But remember, progress isn't about perfection. It's about taking small steps forward every day. Start by practicing one or two of these techniques and gradually incorporate more into your routine. Let me tell you a quick story. A few months back, I was feeling super stressed about an upcoming project deadline. I was losing sleep, constantly replaying worst-case scenarios in my head, and just generally letting those negative thoughts take over. Then, I remembered the importance of self-compassion. Instead of beating myself up for feeling overwhelmed, I decided to be kind to myself. I took a break from work, went for a walk in nature, and practiced some mindfulness exercises. I reminded myself that it's okay to feel stressed sometimes, and that I was capable of handling this challenge. The result? I felt calmer, more focused, and ultimately, I managed to complete the project successfully. So remember, self-compassion and emotional intelligence are not just buzzwords, they're powerful tools that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. By treating ourselves with kindness, understanding our emotions, and connecting with others authentically, we can create a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Alright, my friends, that's it for today. Take these insights and apply them to your own life. Remember to be kind to yourself, practice self-care, and don't forget to engage in the conversation. Let me know what you think about this episode on social media or leave a review. I always love hearing from you. And until next time, keep living that stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.